Welcome to the Daily Hizuk, people who dedicate themselves to helping others see so much si'ata dishmaya in their efforts. They don't always know exactly how they will help people, but they always try and Hashem shows them the way. A businessman who is also a rabbi, who is also a dynamic speaker, dedicates much of his time to counseling others and speaking to large audiences to give chizuk free of charge. Recently, he pushed himself to add another class on Shabbat to a potentially new crowd of people that he felt he could inspire. They scheduled the first trial class in someone's home, and the rabbi came and started off the class with a story about the Blue of a Rebbe. After the class was over, the owner of the house and his father went over to the rabbi and asked him, "How did you know to speak about the Blue of a Rebbe?" "What do you mean?" the rabbi asked them. They said, "Did someone tell you to speak about him? He was our family rabbi. We owe him everything. You don't know what he did for our family. The moment you mentioned his name, we were hooked. We loved the class. We wanted to continue every single week." The rabbi said afterward, when he walked into the house that day, he did not know how he was going to start the class. He asked Hashem for siyata dishmaya, and that story of the Blue of a Rebbe is what came to his mind. In another example of this, about 30 years ago, a man by the name of Raymond Dayan was in his shul telling his rabbi about his baby born prematurely and that it was only 2 pounds. The baby was in the NICU and the doctors were uncertain of its future. Raymond was very down, asking the rabbi for chizuk. After the rabbi tried and saw he wasn't cheering him up the way he hoped to, he told Raymond to go over to Moshe Nahum and tell him about it. The rabbi said he had a unique ability to give people chizuk. At that time, Raymond was 21 years old and this was his first child. He went over to Moshe and told him about the baby. When Moshe heard it, he said, "What? 2 pounds? That's very big. Don't worry. I was born at 2 pounds and look at me now. I'm 6'5". He proceeded to give Raymond some very uplifting words and concluded by saying, "Not only is your son going to be okay, one day he's going to be a doctor and help other babies who are in this very situation." The rabbi came over to them and saw Raymond smiling. He said, "See, I told you, Moshe knows exactly the right words to say." Fast forward 30 years. A few weeks ago, Moshe Nachum's son had a baby that was born prematurely and had to be in the NICU. The hospital they gave birth in was Mount Sinai. Shabbat was approaching and the baby had to remain there in the hospital. The parents were making the necessary preparations to stay there over Shabbat to keep an eye on their newborn. As they were walking through the NICU, they saw a religious doctor. It was none other than Dr. Ezra Dayan, son of Raymond Dayan, that baby born 30 years before that was 2 pounds. He indeed became a doctor and was working in that very NICU. He told the Nachums not to worry. He was going to be there on Shabbat and he would take care of their son as if it was his own child. He convinced them to go home for Shabbat and they told their father what happened. With tears in his eyes, Moshe called his old friend Raymond and told him about what just occurred. He said, "Remember 30 years ago when I told you your son is going to be okay and will one day be a doctor helping other babies? Well, today he's helping my grandson and he gave the same chizuk to my son that I gave to you 30 years ago, telling him everything's going to be okay." Moshe has given chizuk to countless people in his life. He doesn't always know the right words to use, but because he's dedicated to doing it, Hashem always gives him siyata dishmaya. The more we involve ourselves in helping others, the more siyata dishmaya we'll see. Have a great day.